We're going to just hold it there for one moment and go back. I am joined on the line now by our Northwest correspondent, Eileen Magner. Eileen, you're there at the funeral, which is taking place this morning, of the two brothers, Brandon and Shane Skeffington, who died so tragically earlier on this week. It's a really terrible story behind this funeral, Eileen.
It's absolutely heartbreaking, and as Father John Glynn said after the two coffins were brought into the church this morning, words are just very difficult for everybody at this time. Two hearses brought the two brothers from their family home in Banada to the church, St. Attractus and Tour Lestran, and there was utter silence as the hearses drove up. The church was full and there were some friends of the two boys waiting outside. Father Glynn said, you know, that, as I say, words, you just couldn't put into words what had happened. He spoke about how people felt so much for the family and how they were so full of admiration for them in the way in which they're dealing with their tragedy so far. He described the shock of the community, and he said, like, what happened? He said Brandon and Shane Michael died. Everyone is very, very sad, and we really don't know much more than that. And he also asked the question, what will we learn from this experience? And his answer was, possibly, as usual, very little. But he spoke about the two boys. He said they were great friends. He said they'd head off on little journeys together that Shane Michael used to drive. They were very close. They'd go off for spins, and one day they bought a ball, and that ball was in church today. That's a ball that they used to play football with together. There was also a Transformer toy, which was a toy that belonged to little Brandon. And he said that they were going to be dreadfully missed. The school where little Brandon went to, in particular, the friends are going to miss him. They said he was the life and soul of the classroom, really happy-go-lucky little boy, and he spoke about how he would be sneaking a little read of his Simpsons comics, which he'd have hidden under the book. But he sounds like just a lovely little boy who's going to be so dreadfully missed by everybody.
And they're the kind of heartbreaking details, aren't they? Well, listen, Eileen, thank you very much indeed for joining us this morning with that. I'd say all of our sympathies go out to that family this morning.